You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Is anybody significant?
Hazel's probably the only one, I think, that might be.
I'm Charlotte. Sure.
I'm fine.
I'm sure you are.
You look fine.
What percentage would you say?
Charlotte, Mikey, and I'm just over there.
I'm at 30 out of 56.
Huh?
I'm at 30 out of 56.
She's almost half.
Yeah,
pretty
significant.
You have a staff
that heals you,
It doesn't do that.
I'm at...
It doesn't do hit points. It does...
90...
Special stuff.
No.
I will boost Jane once.
Like,
does somebody want to do physical healing first?
I'm operating at 88% efficiency.
I'm likely to be up front.
You're at 88% of your max hit points?
Yes.
Oh, so you're not bad off at all.
Alright. Boosting Jane once. 4 points.
Can I get natural healing?
Gotcha.
Me too.
Also two.
I'm only down 8.
3.
Boosting Jane twice.
Well, all the whining you guys did fighting that guy, nobody really even got hurt. Well, except for David.
I'm down 13. well, like,
I
only have 48 points.
Yeah.
And Xavier, I tried to natural heal you, but I rolled a natural 20.
Yeah, I took quite a bit.
No, you don't need it?
No, he
what?
Had
oh, okay.
I took 11. But
you
I
get 3 back, Jake.
How much are you still
holding
down?
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I already do
what's your max?
No.
Phantom armor.
It would only be those who got recent new damage. So if he's done healing on you since the big guy, fight, then you shouldn't get it again.
I don't remember doing big healing actually.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do for her?
I can.
She's down 18 points. So. I have potent healing potion, but I'd like to save.
Ah, yeah, save that. I think I've got a couple cure lights in there. Yeah.
Cleric in a bottle.
What?
I'm a player in a
bottle,
baby.
He
did.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so I
have a potion that affects the body, but, like, what are the chances of it
being bad? We were saying
something. This sounds so bad.
It's one of the most common types of potion.
It was meant to.
So, that would only make it in maybe, like, 20-30%. Because there are a lot of other things it would be.
What is my minimum? It's probably 2. I'm doing a lot of traveling.
If you could, that'd be nice.
2.
See, my god.
Probably mainly because you're about to cross planes.
Yeah, and also because I'm wearing a phylactery to him.
Yeah, that helps.
Oh, I rolled 2.
Whatever.
I call him Phil. He tells me what to do sometimes.
Gives him ideas. And...
So.
Do you only got 2 on the second?
Even something like Quarry Fire would be really much. Everybody's
awesome. Okay, so we've done what healing we can. Defensive, protective spells. Assume if you think you're going straight into a fight.
Assuming my mirror image has ended by now.
It's been maybe 6-7 minutes plus 4, so you're about 11. What's the duration?
To a minute per level.
I actually don't remember.
Usually when we prepare
so
the players.
Yeah.
But then when you don't prepare,
you're
not doing it.
You
like,
those your homemade chicken noodles.
Yeah. It's not like together in a
weird.
It's almost like
I brought it.
The universe is ran by one specific person.
Similar.
Who likes to see
it is not in version.
Yeah, it is. I
wait,
it,
second.
It, yeah. I looked it up in here earlier.
We're not having tacos later.
In fact, it's got a cool picture.
2 rounds per level.
I'm crazy about it. I have my strength.
So it's still there for the moment, but it's probably gone soon.
Like,
if you go right now, you might get a benefit of a couple rounds if there's combat immediately on the other side of the board.
That was a better throw.
What are we doing? You going or what?
Throw Moon is ready.
Are we ready?
Throw Moon is
ready? Throw Moon. That's what we've been calling him since
he's got
his
nice.
1, 2, 3.
Nice throw, James.
Yeah. See, you've been gaming for 30 years.
That's bad. That was bad. That was so good. It was bad. It was so bad.
See
you
at the park.
See you at the park lot.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
One who is 1/3 of the size of the other person should not make zinger.
I
just remember, you're faster than I am, but I'm closer to the door.
All right.
I can make a window.
You can't get
anybody
out
else.
Window. Are you kidding me?
Another time
chasing the cat. All right. So you notice that since he ate, Edice seems to be doing much better with the sneezing and even probably the intoxication.
Thank God.
He did drink all that on an empty stomach.
Yes, he did.
Doomin knows how to help.
Tortured empty stomach.
Yeah, on an empty stomach and a tortured back.
Doomin knows how to help drunks.
Okay.
He's in a deep still.
And?
He needs a bargain tree.
He steps up to the portal. Now, in theory, you could open the portal as well.
Oh, I was just
going to
have him do it.
Yeah, you don't have to give away your magic.
Right.
So, he raises his hand, and there's a faint greenish glow in the end of his hand.
He says,
Ildishir Bishdidorlox.
Can I roll something to understand what he said?
Hold it
fine. 13. He wants to know what about it.
I think you could get pretty close. It didn't sound runic. It's definitely a language.
Can I go for it?
Possibly Dragoness style.
Can I try to read it?
He kind of caught you off guard when he started doing it. You weren't really paying close attention.
I'm always paying close attention.
What's that?
Can I try it with part of my training?
Try what?
Roll your money. Hefty negative.
Six. 15 total. So that's what it's based on.
Maybe.
He opened it.
Okay. In any case, the portal starts with a greenish line and goes, and opens. But on the other side, well, it's more like a phrase or a whole sentence.
I want to try and use sound analysis.
Okay, so we got sound analysis. Okay, go ahead. Roll
D20.
We just slaughtered
an entire
family. It just opens 17, to like a general part.
You're not sure what he said. It sounded like it was in his native tongue. You might be able to mimic it. Okay? Portal is open. Beyond it, you do not see the scene you previously saw. What you see instead is a cavern that's maybe 20 by 30 and is lit by ambient light coming from somewhere. There are no features in the room whatsoever. There's no stalactites or stalagmites. There's no furniture, nothing. Just a flat gray stone floor with ambient light that's kind of coming up from the right and left out of your view to shine down. And the light is just yellowish white light, like torch light or something. But it doesn't seem to be flickering. What do you do?
Step through.
How much did you
heal? Xavier steps through, sword in hand.
So how much did you heal?
Oh,
wrong. I run for it.
Oh,
I'll follow him.
I do.
Mind you, I am 4 feet tall. I am 4 feet tall, 80 pounds.
I'm down
a small one.
Does anybody have some Tylenol?
No more boosts.
I have ibuprofen.
She has a bad headache.
You allowed to take it?
Yeah. Let me tell you
all. I also have ibuprofen. I also have gas tax.
Any questions there?
I am 35 of
drink some water, Bella.
In armor reduction.
Water is good. Okay. Who didn't?
Jess.
Yes, she did. I told her. I told her to bring both. It's fine.
Yeah, you missed. I saw it.
And I just messaged her in Discord. I said, Joe, we're bringing chicken noodle soup, and so I said, both would be awesome. And she said, okay. Or okays, I think.
She
all the dice.
Yeah.
So did you follow me behind?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
All right. So
I wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one that decided to go.
Xavier and the Githyanki are headed through the portal.
Can't you open it to the place you did last time?
This is it. Something has changed. Okay.
Same place?
We're actually going to pause here for a moment, pray, so everybody can eat. And I'll pray for Becca's head, and then we'll, eating might help too. Maybe you feel better if you eat. Sometimes that helps. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time that we're having together, a little bit of fun. Thank you for letting James join us today. Thank you for how just the fantasy, the story, the laughing, the camaraderie, and the fellowship that we have kind of helps to fill our life. And build our relationships, and we ask you to bless the food to nourish our bodies. Thank you for this place. That sure was a gift, and we're grateful we're able to keep using it. We pray for Bella. She She's got a bad headache. They sure are going around with the heat and the allergens and everything people have. And I just pray that you'd make it easier on her, heal her, make her feel better, and help her have a little bit of fun. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the food is in the kitchen, I assume. Is that how we're doing it? Or?
No. Tacos.
Oh, you brought it all in here. Oh, you rock. Okay. You're on the clock. 15 minutes. What?
I have a crock pot.
Just one.
A way to get a hole.
I should have played armor earlier.
Maybe I just have to wash it and leave it here.
So maybe. Unless they're not still there or not.
You could wear it on your head like a helmet.
So your wife brought it. Worst case scenario, you just wash it out. Leave it in the kitchen.
I'll leave it here. I have an
Dan, I see you've been doing some D&D mini expansion.
Those were donated, actually. They're not mine. It belonged to Christian. Yeah, but that's not mine either. That Jim McCann donated all that stuff.
Bungee strap to the rear seat.
Yeah, there you go. Tie the cable to the tire and drag it.
We probably won't want it. This cable configuration does not work very well for miniature, so I probably won't use it tonight.
Okay.
Well, we could do it. I did it with the Origins group last night. They had 8 players. I thought it was kind of entertaining. That first fight was kind of cool. Especially when the spaceship took off and began to use the turrets to blast the demons.
Nice.
Yeah. She killed like...
It was great DACA.
She killed like 15 in one sweep, and then... The one type of demon immolated whenever it would get hit, it would immolate, so then that took out like another 3, like, that were nearby the ones that got hit.
Nice.
That was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was pretty neat. They,
there was a whole lot of save for all your crap.
And then we crashed.
Yeah. So they have this guy who, they're dealing with this race called the Real Wild, which is, they're basically like replicating...
Like nanites
that replicate really fast.
They're like the replicators.
When they replicate, they generate energy. So this world where they're on, the one character they met,
such an awesome
Wizard.
Enemy they fight.
Wizards comes. He was 132nd in line to be the high priest of the those who worship and work with the Riawa. Anyway, his world is being wiped out, so they're flying the ship there. And these people use the Riawa to power all of their technology. That's how they do it. Laser guns, cannons, ships,
lights,
everything.
I bet you guys need some of the soup, please.
We will. Anyway, so then the Taras is marching on this planet.
Taras?
Yeah, with an army of demons that is close to destroying the temple where the Riawa base of worship is. And so they were going to try to destroy the Taras, but they don't have the resources.
Why are you doing that?
They do have a wish spell, which is a start.
Stop.
Oh, we know.
Stop.
That hurt.
No, they don't have a wish spell.
Be up here.
That's the problem, is they don't have a wish spell.
They need a wish spell.
They probably take
Well,
it.
The wish spell is a problem. Killing the Taras is a problem.
Doing 300 points of damage to a creature that's basically immune to magic and technology.
I don't know. And when it basically can decapitate anybody that it bites every round.
Yeah.
It might be difficult.
It's got a THACO so high that it hits almost every single round, and it's a vorpal bite. It's like 5 to 6 attacks a round. Over 300 hit points.
So basically, if it hits a certain AC...
Yeah, except most people can't hit it because it's AC -10.
And it's immune to technology.
Yeah,
so
you
so
like,
immune
you
to laser weapons.
You need like 1,000.
Damage. Can't blow it up.
It's basically the D&D super boss.
It's pretty... Yeah. And you have to do... You have to take it to negative hit points, negative 10 hit points, and then cast a wish. Wish it dead. That's how you kill it. So wishes are really, really rare.
To get a wish spell.
Anyway, so they're trying not to fight the Taras, but they're trying to figure out how to deal with the Riawa, because the fear is that the Riawa will flee the planet and go everywhere that their technology is used. And if they do that, then replicate, then it's going to be
really bad.
They'll
replicate out of control.
Yeah, replicate out of control. So they're trying to save Wizard. So anyway, they had Wizard in an item, which is how they saved him the first time to get the Riawa out of him. And then she un-itemed him on the bridge of the ship as they were flying down toward the temple. At which point, all the Riawa that were in the control of the ship and that were flying the ship fled into the priest. So the ship had no power. So it began to plummet toward the planet at full speed.
Nice.
Because the ship had no power. So then she re-itemed him, and then the Rewa went back in. And when it went back in, it said that the time to reboot the ship was 42 seconds, and time to crash was 17 seconds. So Becky's character, who was Nitabu Rogue at the time, gets in a safety, or escape pod, and she's going to try to blast, and her and a few others are going to try to blast off the ship. And they managed to pump magic into the Rewa to make them multiply faster to save the ship, but the thrusters kicked in just as they hit the ground, so basically we reversed a lot of the damage. And then the dome had closed around them, so they crashed into the ground. Crashed into the dome, and then crashed back into the ground. And after they landed on the ground, then the escape pods went off.
That sounds like a weird dream someone
so have. We don't have so much of a ship anymore.
Yeah, so they're going, now I think we're pretty committed to this course of action.
We're stuck on a planet with a thrust about
the and a demon and an army of demons. Don't forget them.
I'm not sure which one I'm scared of.
The Taras.
That's pretty fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, they would poop on a demon.
Of course you enjoy it. Let's
sure
make a fight to Taras.
Mind you, the problem with fighting the Taras isn't so much fighting the Taras. Well, that is pretty major too, but getting to the Taras through the army of demons might be a problem. But that's only if they get in our way.
How many of you eating burritos washed your hands before the surgery? Just saying, man.
Does the hand sanitizers count?
No. Maybe. Like 50%. It's pretty gross. That's why there's a panda.
It's also part of it because some guy in China hit a bat, allegedly.
That's what they told us, anyways.
Allegedly. That's what the government wants you to do.
It's all lies.
So technically, they're saying that it didn't come from the bat.
We play this game. It's like a party game called Quick Flash.
And
it gives you like prompts, and then you have to give some kind of answer to the prompt. And the prompt was secrets the government, like what's something the government doesn't want you to know, whatever. And my answer was Tupac is alive.
Tupac's alive.
Just gotta keep it down low.
If it did come from a guy eating a bat in China, it's probably because another China guy put the disease in the bat.
Yeah. You know, it got way softer than I was expecting.
Saltier?
No, softer.
Oh. That's what happens to the noodles when you continue to cook. They get soft.
Eventually they just become mush and part of the soup.
Is that essentially what they are? Mush?
Essentially.
I need to throw some crackers in there. Oh, I need a spoon.
They just keep this all.
I
make
soup with no noodles. I said at one point I had really thick soup with no noodles.
Tastes good stuff.
The potatoes had some definition.
Still not the best one.
Okay, I say if it's hot next week, the next time we play. We play in the basement.
That might actually work.
If there's really,
we do in a dungeon, it'll help with the ambiance.
Tossed around the idea of playing at the life station. The only place we could play would be upstairs, which there is enough room to potentially do that, except that the AC over there is not really working very well.
Yeah, upstairs is always the corner.
Is there a place downstairs to set up tables?
In the basement, yeah. Yeah, here or there, either way.
It's like 15 degrees cooler in the basement too.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure they're playing in the basement than the live station basement.
And the water space downstairs here. Not exactly like.
And if you have to, you can take a shower. Shower stalls.
We're
staying
in a shower.
Yeah.
Very.
Matter of fact, I might
just go to that. We could game. Well, no, we'd have to get more shower stalls. How many shower stalls are down here?
Down there?
Mm-hmm. Five.
Or six. Ten? Five. How many shower stalls are in the basement?
There's like five or six.
Five.
That's it?
Yeah.
Five. There's five more now.
Five.
We'd have to share.
Five.
I was down there pretty recently. Like a month ago.
Five stalls.
You could shower
five.
Like
You could shower 10 people at a time.
Well, it's changed.
Are you sure comfortable with each other?
Are you sure about that?
5 stalls, 5 changers, okay. And only 1 toilet. Think about the math of that. Talking about whether you have to go to the bathroom when you go to the shower or not.
Shenanigans. You don't pee in the shower?
What's that?
I said, you don't pee in the shower?
You're not a guy if you don't.
No. I think it's a guy thing.
Then I'm not a guy. I pee in the toilet.
Boy, you're supposed to pee.
It's all going to
the same place.
It's all in the same place. It's all going
to the same place. When I was a kid, my mom tried to teach me to go to the bathroom while reading the newspaper.
What? Random anecdote.
While you were reading the newspaper or while she was?
Both is weird.
To this day, he can't be around anybody reading the
newspaper. He walks into like a vintage diner in a day and he just freaks out. That's why he doesn't go to Denny's.
It's funny because Shane doesn't tell you his back.
This chicken noodles is awesome.
It is very good.
The taco is very good too. I don't know if I've ever had tacos and chicken noodle soup in the same meal before. Well, I'm not complaining.
Oh, jeez. You think I'm
Hello?
Is this the good craft room?
They're gone now.
No.
Unknown.
Can I get you? What's going on?
I'm going to lock it in the back. It's the W. It's the W.
Well, I thought it was going to be stealth forever.
You gotta drink some water and try to eat, Bella.
Alright, I gotta go crazy. That's the emergency service. I gotta go.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have taco or do you have soup?
I have been Bezor's idea man. Loki is idea man for quite a while. I've inspired many an ideas for Bezor.
He's like.
Do you have allergies? Do you
it's get more like, he comes headaches? Up with an idea. And then, he's like, no,
are
that's not going to work. And then I was like, it will work if you do this.
I'm
like
going, really going on a headache I get. That or I don't get up sleeping. It usually takes me several days to be a sleep headache.
The other day, every time I woke up,
I'm your, either your editor or your producer.
Sometimes I get, it feels like a migraine, and then you take ibuprofen and it doesn't really help.
I'm going to be a bard.
But you take Sudafed,
bards are basically
it'll go away right away. Because it's really your sinuses that are screwed up. But ibuprofen is the best thing for when your sinuses are kind of out of whack in your head. But sometimes this isn't enough for my allergy.
Illusionist or something else.
By and large, I really don't take very much medicine at all. I confess, I only had the ibuprofen. What's that?
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I heard you kind of sharing your testimony with him a little bit.
Yeah, he was asking questions, so. He told me he's going, and I'm like, oh, okay. I've learned a lot in my 30 years.
How old is he?
He's in his 40s. He's almost 50.
I can believe that. Yeah, I can believe that.
He said his one daughter's in down south and made him a grandpa now. He's got a daughter that lives down south. And he's in his 40s.
Oh.
I didn't think
he was a pretty good guy.
I have an unearthed in a player's handbook. Very Michigan. But I have some.
Aren't you 50?
What's that?
I said, aren't you stiffy?
Yeah, I got him pretty cheap on
there. One E Able.
It's the same handbook that you got.
Yeah.
And then I have an unarmed cannon.
Who's over here?
Anybody want a free to buy?
Well, I'm good.
Because
he makes me not so much
red. I'll go all the
time. Once again, maybe not. He goes to
someone
like this.
Yeah, he said it's usually as A or K.
Now it's going to drive that dragon power. K,
thanks to my genetics, I have frequent headaches.
Sometimes,
especially
myself, Josh, and Bob.
You get like a paper towel, get under cold water, put it on the back of your neck, that'll cool you down. Or like on your arm right here.
I will happily dump ice water on your head. That sounds fun to me. That's my kind of fun.
Take his body cold water and shower him with
that
saddle.
Yeah.
Time? I actually do that. Yeah. My back is froze.
I was in the hundreds.
My back's always the first part to get sweaty.
When I go back to it,
that's why I brought my chair in.
Whenever I grab my car, it's gross. It's gross.
I'm in the second rival battle, and he goes, and I start Pokemon. He's like, it'll be a close one, but that's just the kind of match that I like. I'm intentionally swapping out so that he can't defeat anyone for the entire battle.
I only had to use one for almost all of this rival battle.
Well, I've been leveling them all.
Yeah. As soon as you can start doing Dynamax Dance, Monster Dance, it gets so much easier.
It's already really easy.
Yeah.
I'm like missing an hour in the beginning. Maybe like 2 3
hours. I don't know, it's on the game too. Yeah.
Really?
Did you go to the bar here? Okay,
you already ate that ticket. You already ate that ticket.
He starts like using you?
Yeah.
I got to the part where
I will say
she got
did do about half the one.
Or she was getting
Takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cover up so after that splits it back.
What you watching?
It's a visual novel.
What you reading?
Unordinary.
Alpha Strike. I don't know that.
It's about Alpha Strike. A world full of superheroes.
No, I
know. And there's... It gets complicated, but basically a world full of superheroes and one guy who pretends to be a cripple but actually is really strong.
Oh, Battletech? Or is MechWarrior? That universe? I've been playing that game later, the Battletech game.
Which one? The Harebrained Schemes or the Piranha?
I don't know what the boys are playing with. I'm going to bring the kids over.
The soundtrack's really good.
Of course.
Not bad.
I've been having fun with it.
What
bottom
I have here, but
I kept it just for the song. Yeah, it is kind of really
good. He goes, after seeing a match like that, I suppose I have a choice.
I've been running, I'm on medium max right now. I run a Vindicator, Phoenix Law, Blackjack.
This is like your
Blackjack, and then
Tyrion.
I have two like upfront guys, and I have two range guys, and I kind of, my sister on
the show. Tyrion sees that.
I know.
And the Vindicator's got that EPC cannon, it just hits like a truck. So then I kind of just like insert attack and
but
like sort of shoot back one range guy on each side. Works pretty well.
Just keep reading.
That one actually,
why I hate this character.
By Blackjack, I like jump jetting right behind him and then like blasting him and he kills everything. Like,
oh, yeah, that. Attacking from behind is always a useful thing.
The way
and he's like all laser cannons, and it's really
works
good
so well
in there. So
yeah,
I just jump right
so
behind
well
him and just blast him in the back. Like, oh, it's pretty devastating.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It's kind of my big
and
big
it's,
whammy.
These are his characteristics, basically.
It's pretty. There's a guy on YouTube called Tex. You know, Tex talks Battletech. So he did the review of the Blackjack. GM's okayest product.
That is the middle of the monitor.
Right now I'm trying to build a Thunderbolt and it's like drop.
Like really
but
in the middle
one
of the
one of my pieces for that same
thing. Yeah. Thunderbolt.
I agree.
It looks nice. And I saw a Rifleman,
yeah,
but
there are 400
I almost got him.
So he went down the side of the park.
I felt like he was going to get behind and they were kind of easy.
He's going
through the water.
But the boys thought it was completely fascinating.
Thunderbolt's
got to
be a combination of everything.
And it's completely dry.
It's actually like.
It's.
What about the quick draw?
Super dry,
so,
though.
Quick draw is faster, but I don't like it as much as the Thunderbolt.
This is really the river?
I was like two thirds of the way through the campaign and just kind of stopped playing for a little bit because my internet was going wacky.
Yeah, I've only done like one story quest. I've just been doing a little bit trying to build up. So, I'm pretty well tough about what I'm doing. I'm usually only, like, I very rarely ever see a medium that kind of roll on the party.
It's painful when you get a really good pilot kit.
Yeah.
I've seen a little bit of that.
Luckily, the only pilot I've had that's taking any serious damage is my main character, and they can't die. So.
But they can be out of action for several missions.
Yeah, like my first mission I did with my main character, he was out like 90 days. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, there was once where I could only field two mechs because I only had two pilots that were active.
Wow.
I had six people around.
I haven't gotten that unlucky.
So
I try and keep my money up a little bit, so like a little down, I spend some time with
her.
So I keep a Shadow Hawk on standby. I started out with her, so. One of the medium mech I got. I want to build a Griffin. I always like a Griffin mech.
Take the Shadow Hawk, drop the autocannon, drop in a medium laser, and a couple heat sinks.
So that's nothing but
the only thing that can go wrong in an Atlas is a chase.
That's my Phoenix possible.
And actually, I'll take an awesome against an Atlas most times. As long as I can hold the range.
I love my Phoenix Hawk. It's so fast.
Okay. Is this your part of the council there?
Hmm?
Did I even see Jenny bringing tacos until I
went to church?
I'll be quiet when she said tacos. I'll be quiet with the. Do you even need to ask?
Yeah, I saw yours. Pretty sure your comment is what clinched the fact that tacos were coming. She offered the tacos and you very emphatically agreed.
Yes, please.
All right.
Oh, no. We stopped down before the gallery. We had a house and a fire.
Aw, we're jealous. Michigan's expensive.
All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and go because obviously we're clearly not headed into a...
It's usually about 4 months in Michigan.
An immediate fight. So.
Something's glitching.
I'm missing Aaron now, too.
He's under container. Aaron's right here.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and go. Ron's dealing with something on the phone.
Something's
so
cheaper.
We may not get him back for a second. Are you ready?
Possibly.
Are you ready? Death, destruction, mayhem.
I'm ready.
Yes! All right. So, going through the portal first was Xavier, followed by. Nepal?
Defal.
Defal. So.
I'm going somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
Do move and take up the rear to make sure everyone yells in the portal.
Yeah,
Deer moves in the rear.
First time.
I am going to be right behind him.
I'm being a good big brother.
Beyond third.
I'll be going.
Brunson.
I will physically.
Janny is behind Theon.
First. I'm much stronger.
Renesmee behind Janny.
I'll be in front of
him. Be in front of. Right in front of him.
It's Bronn.
So that means Renesmee would have to go in front of you then. You don't want Renesmee. Okay.
That's fine.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Alright. So we've got E dice. Let's go toward the front. Beaker is more comfortable toward the back.
Do you have a problem?
Be nice.
Hey,
Balaket.
I think that's my favorite.
Balaket. Charlotte.
No.
So we don't have Bezor in here.
I'm standing towards the back, so I'm actually both.
Okay. So the last three are. Last four are Vinter, Renesme, Janny, Girmu. In front of Vinter or behind Vinter?
Behind Janny if I can.
Okay. Do you mind if he goes behind Janny in front of you?
Yeah, I just want to be in the back. That's all it is.
And she just walked out of the room. So. Do you mind if he go if Bezor goes behind you in front of Girmuth?
I'll go
with that. Okay, I'm rewriting now because you guys messed me all up. Beyond Edas, Brunson, Charlotte. Vinter. Renesme. Janny. Bezor. Deermood.
Just like it should be
one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Charlotte's 9. You guys, 10, meters left. Perfect. We got everybody.
Woohoo!
Okay, so because Xavier and DeFall are in the front, you guys kind of got to make the decision as far as how it goes. So basically, you go into a cavern, as previously mentioned. The cavern is maybe, you know, 30 by 20, something like that. It's pretty good size. You can see dim light coming from no discernible source. It's like torch light. But you don't see torchlight, so it's probably it's lit magically from above, but it's not close by, so it's not the full force. It's just an ambient light coming down from could be several light spells, for example. And then, as you enter into the room, and by the time you string everybody along, and everybody gets through the portal, and then on this side, Edice will stay long enough to close the portal behind you guys. And then take his back to his spot. There are so leaving the room. There are three hallways. So they go. Basically, it's left, center, or right.
Right.
Does this place look familiar to you at all?
No, I have not been here.
Okay. So do you know the best route to get on?
Yes, probably.
I have no particular feeling one way or the other, but someone I believe recommended to the right, so that is as good as that.
When you're hunting your way through a maze, always staying to the right will eventually get you out. If you change back and forth between rights and lefts, you could be in the maze forever, theoretically. Or you can always stay to the left. Some mazes are made to make it so that if you always stay to the right, it takes the longest possible time to get out of the maze, because they know about the rule about staying to the right when you go in a maze. Some mazes are made with the rule to the right in case you think staying to the right would be bad, so you stay to the left. So okay, then they make it so that if you go to the right, you get out faster.
A little bit of rule goes on Jeremy's face.
So it depends on which way this person who crafted this particular cavern maze kind of thing.
I start looking around for signs that would dictate whether it's a left-handed maze or a right-handed maze.
Okay.
How big do
there are no
think?
Signs, you see.
Seems like they put much more craftsmanship in the right-hand side of this cavern than they did the left side.
Let's go left.
Unless they were standing this direction and I turn around.
Then it's the right. It's the left that's the craft.
You said left, right, or straight?
Correct. There are three hallways. There's the left hallway, the middle hallway, and the right hallway. They all go straight. They all go in the same direction. There's the left, think of it this way, the left door, the middle door, or the right door. But there are no doors, it's just hallways.
So go right.
Go.
Okay, so since you're leading.
I say left.
Uh-oh. Are you still going to go right, or are you going to pause long enough to address this essential?
Is there a specific reason? I don't really, it don't matter to me. I don't
gut feeling. I could always just see into the future.
I can see the future.
Well, you got a better feeling than I do.
Because
I
pass out blue.
No.
So
not usually.
Do you want to get up here and lead then?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Dazor, see into the future down the right tunnel. What do you find?
Yes, sir. I will precognate.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place. For how long, and are you, like, what is your goal?
By myself, going down the tunnel until I find...
I don't think that's what that means.
And, the next
person. If they press the issue, I'll
still
be right
back. Okay. Okay, by yourself, going down the right until when?
Until I find a room.
Okay, so he slips into a precog state with his eyes fluttering a little bit. You want to poke him with his staff? His eyes are fluttering.
Sure.
You don't have to. You're pretty sure he's not insane. You think he's doing his mental power thing.
Oh, well,
but you understand.
But it did scare you for a second. You're like, oh, man. Anyway, okay. So you precog, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. So you go down the hallway, goes about 10 feet, and then turns to the right. Goes about 50 feet, and then turns to the right. Goes about 50 feet, and then turns to the left. Goes about 20 feet, and then hits a four-way intersection. And you can go left, right, or straight.
Great.
Okay. You go to the right. It goes about 30 feet, maybe 40, and then turns to the left. Roll the point. So everyone else has been standing there. He's been precogging for maybe a minute, minute and a half, something like that. Okay?
Does he often do this?
Yes.
Kind of a shtick.
Okay. And when you cross through the four-way intersection, you're precogging, but when you cross through the four-way intersection, you notice that you're somewhat disoriented. And from that moment on, you're not 100% sure, like, which way north, south, east, west is. Which you don't really have direct sense anyway, but you don't really remember, like, which one the necessary turns to get back. You're not sure. Okay? Also, in your precog, you take some... You feel fatigued and kind of sick. And
Like I normally would from exerting myself mentally, or like...
No, like something affected you. Okay. And I'll need you to make a d20 roll to see if you can maintain your precog past the distraction of potentially being injured. Okay. So you're still precogging, and you chose right, correct?
Yes.
So you chose correctly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as I said, goes about 30-40 feet, and then turns to the left. Another 30-40 feet, and then turns to the right. Then it goes about 60 feet, and turns to the right. And then it turns to the left. And it goes about 15 feet, and then there's a hallway. You can go left or straight.
Straight.
About 50 feet, and then you can only turn left.
Okay.
About 50 feet, and only turn left.
Okay.
40 feet, and turn left.
Okay.
30 feet, and turn left. 15 feet, and turn left, but you don't bother because you can see about 10 feet down at dead ends.
Okay. That's not big.
You feel confident that you're not going to find a room.
Yeah.
So, and you may roll a saving throw or a d20 to see if you can leave precog. You could set the condition until you find a room.
Well.
Okay. So, it's been about close to 3.5 minutes. Y'all been standing in this room while he's precogging. And you can see he's visibly struggling, like he's having a bad dream, but he's not waking up.
Okay. Slap him or something?
All right. So Danny and Bromood slap you and wake you up from the precog.
Okay.
So you're You spent 45 points.
45
points.
Ooh.
Pricey.
Not for you, but pricey. It's like half
what
the
you see?
So if we follow the right and stay right, 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 then it's a dead end. As far as I got, because there was a lot of right.
But when you come to a dead end, you're supposed to go back and go to the right.
Well,
that's how you stay to the right always.
It was taking a while. Like, there was a lot of right. A lot.
Well, that would seem to indicate that this maze might be constructed, that you have to go to the left.
See, that's why I said we should go to the left.
You guys said
right.
The problem is, we have three entrances. So the right way could take you to the left. The left way could take you to the right.
Well, that's
straight
not
way is debatable.
Like, he means like hugging the left wall or hugging the right wall.
Yes, always hugging the right wall.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you won't hit a dead end. You just have to return from the dead end in the same direction you came and
right.
Take the first right.
Correct.
It could,
this is a maze.
It could
right.
Take this a long. It could take a long time. You guys.
But it is,
I hope you all brought food.
Definitely going to do it.
And in that moment, Brunson's brothers disappear.
I can make food in the future.
Just a spell.
But right, if we're gonna do something, we need to go.
I will say when I went a certain distance to the right and came across the four-way intersection up there, I was stricken by something. I started feeling extremely sick and lost my sense
like
of direction.
Trap?
What?
Like a trap?
Maybe.
Could be a magical effect, for sure. Possible.
Alright, so we go to the left.
Alright, let's go.
Okay. So Xavier starts out down the hall to the left, and then it goes to Paul, Theon, Edice, Brunson, Charlotte, Vinter. Okay, before any of that, before they can all get out of the room, Xavier encounters, going down the left tunnel, a place about 25 feet in or so, where you can go left or straight.
Left.
Okay, so you turn to the left. You go about 20 feet, and then you can turn to the left or go straight. And if you go straight, you can see that the hallway turns to the right after just about 10 feet.
Keep going left.
Stay to the left.
Okay.
No, right.
Only
the left.
Okay.
We only know the left.
All of these hallways seem to be lit by this ambient light that comes from above. No particular source.
No, I don't actually have left or right down.
Oh yeah, they're interchangeable with
that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fairly interchangeable. For
I just stayed there. To the same wall the whole way.
Okay. All right. So you turn left, and as you do so, you go quite a distance, probably about 100, 120 feet straight ahead. By this time now, everyone is in the maze and following along, having left the initial cavern. Okay?
About 6 feet between
each one. Yeah, 5 or 6 feet between each person. The tunnels are about 8 feet wide, so you could scrimp to fight side by side if you needed to. You could even walk side by side, like double file if you wanted to, which would shorten your line. But it's not all that comfortable, especially if people have shields and swords and bows and stuff like that. You'd be pretty close to somebody.
And some of us are wider than others.
Correct. And he's quite wide, yes.
Yeah, I get a little wide.
Mostly wide.
Fatty.
I've not done some miles over the years.
Some wide. Really.
Okay.
So then, are you adept at avoiding traps?
No. Are you?
Probably Theon.
That would
not
particularly
adept.
Well, Theon is. Hey, Theon, you should get in front of me.
Probably a good idea.
Chaos rules.
Doesn't Charlotte usually check to see which way things have gone, just like their footprints and stuff?
I can do that, she says.
Oh, hold on.
We'll get up front.
Okay. All right. So you walk out front of everybody. Stop the group. Walk out front and look for tracks. Okay.
Set off track.
Boom. Chantel days.
I'll die instantly. I'm all okay.
Sixteen.
There have been no tracks in this hallway in quite some time. You find what may be old tracks, like
a giant axe swings down from the ceiling. Make a deck save.
There are no fresh tracks here. Perhaps a week or more since anyone has gone this direction.
Unexpected, it comes back on fail.
Yeah.
Theon, you want to take point and make sure we don't run into any traps.
I can't make sure, but I can give it a keen eye. You want me to make sure it's going to take a lot longer.
We need to spell find a path.
Well, you're better at it than I am, so...
I
guess I can keep an eye out.
Okay. You're looking for any obvious signs. You don't have a 10-foot pole, so you can't, like, bounce it along the ground in front of you for hits and stuff, but you can kind of look for obvious signs. All right.
That's a very crummy spell, too.
What?
Okay. So at the end of that long hallway, then, you can go left or right, and if you go left, you see that the hallway turns to the right after just about 10 feet.
Are you staying left?
It's very firm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you go the 10 feet, and then you must turn to the right. Then you go about 50 feet or so, and then you must turn to the right again. Then you go another 40 feet or so. You can go left or straight. You have not seen any signs of anything that looks like traps.
I will go left.
And you go left. It goes about 30 feet, and then you can go left or right.
Left.
And you go about 30 feet, and then you can go right or straight.
Straight.
Okay. Go straight about 30 feet or so, and you must turn left. And then only 10 foot from there, you can go right or straight.
Straight.
Okay. So you go about 60 feet, and then you must go right. 20 feet. And you must go right or straight?
Straight.
Okay. You go straight about 80 feet and you must go right. Go right. After turning right, you go about 50 feet. You must turn right. About 20 feet, must turn right. 40 feet, must turn right.
Are you spiraling into something?
30 feet, must turn left.
Okay.
Then... about 25, 30 feet, must turn left. Then about 40 feet, must turn right or go straight. And you can see 20 feet ahead of you to the straight, you can see the hallway is going to turn to the left.
Go straight.
Okay? Go straight 20 feet, turn to the left. See, the hallway ahead of you is very long. It goes about 120 feet, maybe 150 feet, and then you can turn left or go straight.
Left.
Okay? Left, it goes 80 feet, must turn left. 60 feet, must turn left. 50, 60 feet, must turn left. And then you go right or left.
Left.
Okay, you go left about 40 feet, turn left 30 feet, turn left 20 feet, turn left 20 feet, about 15 feet, and then you stop because you can see if you turn left again, it only goes about 15 feet and ends in a dead end.
Great. Okay.
And Brunson, Bezor thinks this dead end looks exactly like the dead end in your vision. Mind you, all the hallways look very similar, but you are fairly certain that this dead end looks very similar to the one that you saw.
Look for secret portals, passages, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll walk down and do a thorough check.
Okay, I'll just keep... I didn't feel anything like getting before, did I?
No, but you didn't go through any four-way intersections to get here. That happened at a four-way intersection, and you didn't see any four-way intersection to get here.
Oh, it's a changing maze.
Weird.
Better
we just didn't happen by the four-way intersection.
There could be more of the dead ends with light.
This isn't the only dead end.
Perhaps we should mark it. Anyone think to bring chalk?
I brought spikes!
That's a bit loud.
I'm going to check my pouch of accessibility.
Okay.
See if there's chalk in there. Somebody left something.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You got that
stick of chalk.
I got some chalk. Toss it up in the front.
I'm going to draw a door. Yeah, I'm going to draw a door.
Someone stop him from pounding in the spike.
Yeah, stop! Okay. No.
They have chalk.
No.
They have history. They went into a rat den, fought a few rats, and then he decided to pound a spike into the ground, which summoned all the rats at once. So they fought every rat in the den all at one time.
Which in phase learned he's
was efficient, but not very effective.
Efficient, but not.
I'm gonna draw like a door shape on the wall at the end.
Phase learned had four rats at
the end. Okay.
And then I'm gonna check for secret doors. Okay.
Are you gonna put a handle on it?
I will put a handle on it.
Roll with D6.
Every door should have a handle.
One.
Drawing the handle does not have any effect. It seems to be fairly normal chalk. Also, no secret door is located.
I got nothing. Now we go.
And to be clear, you now have been in the maze for around 15 minutes.
Zero.
Would it occur?
I think they're trying to buy time. Keep us in here so they can get done doing what they're doing. That must mean they're close.
Ceiling
dock
for it
doesn't
climb on top.
How long does it take?
No, it is solid on top.
I have a question. Wait, okay. I'll tunnel through the walls.
You have stone shape, don't you?
What?
He's beginning to cast a spell. Someone asked. What?
Wait, what
is it? There is a ceiling.
Did it occur to Theon that there is a possibility of Hermes having a spell that could guide him to a maze?
Fine with
that. Like that.
Sure. But you don't have it.
I'd have to, yeah.
It's a higher level spell. It's like 56.
Would spellcraft help me decipher whether or not this is like something like a maze spell or
definitely? No, spellcraft has to do with the components, but spellcraft would let you know that there is such a thing.
Wouldn't one of you magical people see if this is a magic maze or something?
I can
so
dispel magic.
So, Paul has just finished casting a spell, and if you want to roll spellcraft, you can know what it is.
Dispel magic on the wall.
Spell goes off. You see, first of all, that they all have magical stuff.
But, made it.
Okay, it was detect magic of a clerical variety. You scan the walls, they do not detect magical. Now your spell will remain up for some time.
The walls themselves do not appear magical.
What about the ceiling?
No. Nor the floor, before you ask.
I
wasn't going to ask about the floor, because that's...
I will say, though, that you all appear to be rather well-equipped.
Oh, no, that's just... this tool's magic aura.
It makes us look much more intimidating. We're like, oh, what do you try to be afraid of for them? And then they're like, oh, there's lots to worry about there.
I'm one of only two PCs to ever cast that spell. Like, memorize and cast that spell.
It does have some limited value.
Oh, it's based on talent.
That's a magic ring.
Okay, so what are we doing? We've drawn a door to mark the dead end. We've determined that the walls, floor, and ceiling do not appear to be magical.
I like Sphincter what he thinks. Because I love hearing his conversations.
Okay. So I think they're trying to buy time. It means they must be getting close to doing what they're doing.
So perhaps we should move quicker.
I could make a tunnel through the walls.
So
to where?
Also has a stone shape,
to the other side.
One of them.
How long do you think it takes to stand in person?
Of Kalos size.
I wouldn't think more than an hour.
I could make
and
something
then,
they could just
on top of that, they weren't. Didn't look like they were trying to drain all her blood fast. It was the process of what they were doing.
What is the wall made out of?
Stone.
Janie does have a stone shape.
Like
I need everybody to make the same throw.
How is it first one right there?
Death magic.
How thick the walls look like?
How about a natural one for you?
Six, probably. That's the second natural one you rolled on the save throw tonight. Congrats.
17. Made it by one.
I rolled 3d20s.
I rolled a 9, then my PPDM is 9. Death magic. You read.
It's not making me make saves.
7.
Or less?
Or more.
You know, that is actually my best save, too.
Okay. So a failed save is 8 points of damage, made save is 4.
Ooh, on the damage
4.
Can we trace?
Is it like a physical thing, or is
you
it?
You feel
like
nauseated,
so that's,
fatigued.
That won't take off my Phantom Armor, will it? Or?
No, it did not affect my armor. Actually, hold on a second. That's tricky. Yes, actually, it does take off your Phantom Armor, but then you do not take the damage for your points. Story.
Have I heard a story about such a place?
9. I'm wearing a ring of protection.
Okay. Nothing else.
Anything visual magically about
my clerics? My clerics' spidey senses have not kicked in.
There was a magical effect that seemed to play along the wall and then leap out to the party. It was an orangish kind of blob, faded in color, not bright.
Where did it
And then at a certain point, it sort of struck out like streaks of energy toward the party.
It played along the walls towards us.
It might be because we stopped.
From the walls to us.
You think it has anything to do with us stopping?
Or it's an intermittent effect.
We need to
weaken us and or distract us.
All right, well, then I guess we need to move.
Has
anyone
heard a story about this kind of thing?
I...
What would you find?
Natural one!
Woo!
Good time. Your dice are cursed.
That's actually a good time for a natural one.
I know.
I mean, you've probably heard 100 stories about mazes. Most of them, the defenders are minotaurs or some kind of creature that stalks around the maze and attacks, sometimes invisibly. So it could be an invisible creature if it follows one of those storylines. Most of the stories have to do with the wisdom and courage of the hero to enter the maze and to overcome it, to reach the final destination and fight whatever big baddie. Nothing really about, you know, energy of the maze attacking people in the maze.
Could be a magical creature. Do those really
give off magic too? They would not if they were invisible per se. But they might if they were using some like some form of camouflage, or if they were traveling along the wall.
Wouldn't he have seen it leave then?
No, he just saw a magical aura of some sort.
Yeah, and to give you more detail in case you want it, the blob, once the streak struck the party, the blob disappeared. Didn't like go back or trace away.
Did it come from a direction?
Well, you didn't see it, so you ask him.
Did it come?
Yes, yeah. From behind us.
How big was that?
Along the wall.
Yeah.
How big was it?
Dwarf size.
Dwarf. And then once it leapt to us, it did not return to the wall.
I will cast an augury.
I think it's a magical effect, but again.
Hamana, stand in the cave and chant and stomp and wave my holy symbol and ask my God a question.
Hamana,
stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.